Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and this is the first podcast I'm recording as a 40-year-old. You might have listened to the podcast on fucking Sunday, the day of my fucking birthday, and thought, what the fuck are you talking about, man? You put out a podcast that day. Yeah, but I recorded that before I was fucking 40 years old. That's the magic of fucking podcasts. I can record this shit whenever the fuck I want. You know what I've been doing? Jack shit. I've started out my fucking 40s in the laziest, some might say most embarrassing way possible. I worked on my fucking birthday, did my fucking shift, then I worked the fucking day afterwards, and then today was my first day off. It's fucking Tuesday right now as I'm recording this shit. But here's the fucking thing. I had one of those days on Monday, I was just fucking tired. I was fine during the fucking shift, but you know, like, when you're working, you know, you got enough energy to get by, but you know, like, motherfucker, when this shift is done, I'm gonna fucking crash. Like, as soon as this shit is over, I've got just enough energy to get to the fucking finish line of this fucking day, and then that's it. So I kind of knew it was coming, like, motherfucker, I'm gonna just fall the fuck asleep and then just be done with it. So my shift goes until 9 o'clock, and like by like 10:15, my ass was passed out on the fucking couch. But I fucked up Simon Schatz. I like to give him his shots like around 10 o'clock. But, you know, shit happens. I mean, I'll go out, my buddies fucking have a camper. I go out and fucking hang out with them and get home late. So he gets a shot a little late one day. Then he got to like wean him back. He gets a shots every 12 hours. You can kind of fudge the times a little bit, but you don't want to give him too close in between. He gets sick or even fucking die. Like, it's too much for him. So I had to get up at like fucking 2:30 at night to give him a shot. I knew that. So I set my alarm before I passed out. So I fucking slept from like 10 to 2:30, whatever. My alarm goes off. I wake up. I give Simon his fucking shot. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stay up for a couple hours. Fuck it. And I did. I stayed up from like 2 to 5. And then I went to bed again. And I got up at 9:15 because I had a dentist appointment at 10 o'clock. I wouldn't have got up at 9:15, but motherfucker, I make these dentist appointments 6 months in advance. I can't fucking do anything about it. If it were up to me, I'd never go to a fucking dentist appointment or any fucking appointment. I don't want to do this shit, but I got, fuck, man. I got to worry. It's my teeth. It's my fucking teeth. I'll take care of this shit. So I go to the dentist appointment, 10 o'clock. I had to stop at the store afterwards. You know, I get back home. Maybe it's like 11:30. By noon, I was fucking sleeping on the couch again. I had to do the same shit. I set the fucking alarm for Simon's shot around like 2 in the afternoon. You know, move him up a half hour. I woke up, gave him his fucking shot, right back on the fucking couch, and I slept until fucking 3:30. I fucking slept 4 fucking times in less than 24 hours. 4 separate occasions where I fucking slept, got up for something, slept, got up for something, slept, and then, you know, fuck it. This is the shit you can only do with no kids and no partner and nobody fucking around, nobody giving a shit about your fucking ass. This is like college Chris Johnson. As a 40-year-old, I'm still that dickhead in the fucking dorms just napping all the fucking time. I'm not sick or anything. You can fucking hear my voice. Do I sound fucking sick? It's not like I've been fucking ill. Like, if you're not feeling well, you got a, you know, coronavirus or something, I've seen this, a lot of fatigue, or the flu, or you just feel like dog shit, you got the bubble guts, whatever the fuck you got going on. If you're feeling ill or something, like, maybe you sleep that shit off. But I haven't been fucking sick. I feel fucking great. Played fucking softball today. We fucking lost 20-14. Almost done. We got one more regular season game left in the fucking playoffs. We'll see how that fucking goes. We're 6-5. I got another hit today, and it was fucking embarrassing. It was like a infield fly that somehow nobody caught, but nobody also was even close to. It was bizarre. Then I hit a fucking line drive and landed into a fucking double play. That's how this shit goes. But the point is, I'm fucking healthy. I'm healthy, and I've just apparently decided I don't give a shit anymore. And not that I gave a shit anyway. I'm just going to sleep my life away. You know what happens, too, when you do shit like this? Now, I used to sleep in shifts when I worked at the radio station because it was the fucking 5 a.m. to noon job. I'd have to get up at like 3:30 in the morning, so it always like crash when I got home, get up for a couple hours, sleep again. I did the same thing when I was working at the fucking insurance job. Not this insurance job, the previous insurance call center job. I'd fucking sleep in shifts. So, like, I'm used to doing that. I can do that. I did it in college all the fucking time. But the one thing that often happens is you lose track of what fucking day it is. Like, I feel like I've slept 4 separate fucking times in less than 24 hours here. So, like, a fucking day's gone by. I had no idea what fucking day it was. I'm driving home from softball. I'm like, what fucking day is this? Because I slept and I got up and I slept and I got up and then I slept and I got up. Like, what? Where the fuck am I? And I was like, motherfucker, you got your goddamn softball jersey on. Matter of fact, I still got it on. I gotta fucking take a shower. It's my usual shit. I don't want to take a shower. Whatever. I'll fucking get to it eventually. Nobody's upset. I probably smell like balls right now, but the cats don't care. I gave them their fucking food. They're good. But yeah, I got no idea what fucking day it is. We're off to a fucking hot start here, baby. If this is how my 40s are gonna go, like, this is good shit right here. I texted that shit to my buddies, too. I was like, dude, you know what I just fucking did the last day? Like, listen to this fucking schedule. They didn't even respond to it. They have no fucking concept of that. Gonzo's got 4 fucking kids. Nitz and fucking the judge. They got a daughter. Judge can't pull shit like this. I mean, I guess he can, but I don't think he's going to. I can do it. Only I can do that. It takes a fucking single, undesirable man in his 40s to be able to pull shit like this off. I'm living the fucking dream, baby. I kind of like the fact that I still just fucking stumble my way through life. No plans, no goals. This is like the most at peace I've ever fucking been with anything. If 10 years ago when I was pulling this shit, I was making a lot less money then too. I mean, I'm not fucking rich now. I'm just financially stable. But 10 fucking years ago, you 30 years old, I was fucking married. If I fucking did this, like 30 years old, I'd be like, man, like I gotta be fucking productive. Like, what am I doing? What am I doing with my fucking life? I'm wasting away here. And now I'm like, baby, I'm fucking wasting away here. You know what I mean? It's a little change in tone. Same shit. Actually, a lot different shit. Although my ex-wife didn't give a fuck that I slept fucking weird hours. By fucking 30, I'm trying to think. Like, when did she leave? She left when I was 32 or 33? So like, we're probably circling the drain when I was at 30. I feel like the older I get, the less desirable my ass fucking gets. I mean, my body's gonna start fucking falling apart eventually, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't that what fucking happens when you get fucking older? I'm sure it's already kind of fucking breaking down. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, any fucking podcasting site you want. Podbean is the host of the cast. All the episodes are there. I'm on Twitter. That is the Johnson Hates You. I am on Instagram. There's a hot picture up of me and Finley. That is it, maybe 5 minutes. You can also catch me in my Facebook timeline.